When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome to the Hornets Hivecast, presented by Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Here's your host, Sam Farber.
Welcome to another edition of the Hornets Hivecast, your Hornets podcast with all the notes, quotes, and daily buzz around your favorite NBA team. I'm Sam Farber, and it is a pleasure and a privilege to have you with us here once again on the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. It's a silver linings edition of the HHC. Hornets fell last night to the Golden State Warriors, packed house, sellout crowd at Spectrum Center. Saw Charlotte come up short, 115-97 was the final score. We'll break it down, give you our silver lining selections, talk about some new statistical accomplishments for the rookie wonderkind Brandon Miller, and unfortunate news from LaMelo Ball, or from the Hornets regarding LaMelo Ball. He will be shut down for the remainder of the year. We'll discuss all these topics with my producer on the Hornets Radio Network, as well as the producer of this fine podcast, Rob Longo, here with us once again. Rob, good to see you as always.
Yeah, seeing a lot of you lately with this 8-game homestand, which is, again, been pretty rare, but happy to see your smiling face.
I love it. Despite the silver linings performance from the Hornets, it's great to be home. Great atmosphere at Spectrum Center. Fan base for Charlotte, it's second to none. They deserve the rewards of a postseason series. I feel it coming in my bones. Hopefully next season is the season. But unfortunately, this season saw another loss added to the total, 18-55, the Hornets record, after a 115-97 defeat. Really, this game, it lacked a little bit of rhythm, quite frankly. Neither team shot it well in the first half. There wasn't exactly an overwhelming level of play, per se, from Golden State. It just, Charlotte didn't shoot the ball well at all. 40% from the floor, only 26% from three. And Golden State was efficient enough and effective enough to just kind of keep doing what they were doing. It felt like big stack poker. They didn't necessarily play some amazing hand. They just leaned on the small stacks until they tipped over and collected the winnings.
A good analogy. I wish I would have that luck whenever I play poker, but yeah, I mean, this one kind of felt like, I don't want to say death by a thousand paper cuts, but certainly the points in the paint made a big difference. It felt like in this one, obviously, 64-38, that advantage went to Golden State. It wasn't this big dominating paint presence. It was backdoor cuts. It was getting the second man open, playing toward the weak side. All of those different things worked out in favor of Golden State. I mean, especially in that third quarter, I mean, they ended up going 16-24 from the field in the third quarter alone. And I want to say, maybe, I don't know, 12 of those off the top of my head were points inside the paint or field goal attempts inside the paint where it was just easy buckets. And it just felt like no matter what the Hornets could do defensively, there was just something always open in the paint. And it feels like, especially too, when you play a team like Golden State, you kind of have to live with one or the other. It's kind of like a pick your poison situation where you have one of the greatest shooters of all time, if not the greatest shooter of all time, in Steph Curry. Do you want him to beat you from beyond the arc, or do you want to try to run him off the three-point line and have the rest of the team beat you? And unfortunately, it was kind of both last night for the Hornets, where Steph had 23 and the Warriors didn't shoot the ball well. But again, it doesn't matter when you shoot 30 35% from beyond the arc when you have 64 points in the paint. So that was definitely, obviously, the biggest issue for the Hornets last night defensively.
115-97, the final score. Warriors defeating your Charlotte Hornets. Let's look at this game from the defensive standpoint first. Charlotte, as you mentioned, trying to slow down Steph Curry, who finished with a game-high 23 points. Not his greatest shooting effort of the season. 9 of 18, solid from the floor. 4 of 11, solid from 3. But just his presence out there on the floor, 32 minutes, 0 turnovers, orchestrating that offense beautifully. And I like what you said there about the death by 1,000 paper cuts. They might not have been paper, but there were a lot of cuts by Golden State, something Hornets head coach Steve Clifford referenced after the game.
I think the cutting baskets, like there were about, I'd say about 2.5 minutes maybe in the first quarter where they really took us apart with the cuts. And then the third quarter, they ripped us apart, you know. And if you're not disciplined with them, that's where they're so unique. You know, they're great without the ball.
You look at the box score for Golden State, and again, you know, Steph Curry had a good game. Andrew Wiggins had a good game. But you see these scoring efforts from guys that are not ordinarily putting up points to this level. You've got Trayce Jackson-Davis, the rookie out of Indiana, who almost had a career high, as best as 19. He finished with 18 points, 8 rebounds. He looked dominant at times out there for the Golden State Warriors as a small ball center. Chris Paul, 11 points. Obviously, we've seen him score a lot more than that throughout his career, but at this stage, his 19th season, that's above his season average, which is normally 9 per game. And then Moses Moody came off the bench and added in 15. He's another guy who only averages about 8 per game on the season. So that back cutting, that distributing the ball, sharing the wealth, 35 assists for the Golden State Warriors, helping them to the win. Offensively, Charlotte had a really good game Wednesday against Cleveland. Did not have a very good game at all against the Golden State Warriors, shooting collectively 40% from the floor, 26% from 3. Miles Bridges addressed the offensive ailment for the Hornets after the game.
No, we just can't make shots. I couldn't make a 3 to save my life. No, we just can't make shots that we usually make. So just got to get in the gym, put up shots, you know.
I think he's got the right diagnosis on how to fix it. Just go out there, continue to work on your game, get better. That's what every player has to do every single day to keep their role or improve their lot in the NBA. I do think looking at the box score, this is an interesting thing about basketball. There's a way a game can feel, Rob, and then there's what the stats actually tell you. It felt like Steph Curry had this awesome shooting game compared to everyone else, and Brandon Miller clearly struggled because he missed his first 7 shots from the floor. Eventually, you know, rounded out, he made 5 of his last 8 from the field. But you look at the box score, and it's the power of one shot. If Brandon Miller had made one more 3, he's 3 for 8. It looks like a strong shooting effort from beyond the arc. If Stephen Curry made one less 3, he's 3 for 11. Now you're in the 20s for percentage by his standard, which is the greatest shooter of all time. That's a bad shooting day. But one shot going this way or that can change the whole trajectory, or at least the feel of a game. And last night, a poor shooting day for Charlotte and a good shooting day, relatively speaking, for Golden State.
And not that it made a difference at the end of the day, but you go back to the end of the second quarter, Hornets were down 2, looked like they were going to go down 1 possession going into the locker room. Steph Curry doing Steph Curry things, comes off his screen, hits a 3 right as time expires to make it 50-45, Golden State going into the locker room. So there's that 3-pointer that you're talking about that Steph made that could have been a miss, but either way, it probably wouldn't have made a difference at that point. But instead of being down 5 going into the third quarter, you're thinking, okay, we're only down 2. This is no big deal, and ends up being 2 possessions. And again, that third quarter just ended up being a killer there for the Hornets. They allowed a 21-7 run there. They got outscored 39-26 in the quarter. Steph had 12 of his 23 in that frame as well. You can go on and on, but again, just one more shot maybe gives you a little bit more momentum going into the locker room. I know I'm nitpicking here. I'm maybe grasping at straws, but just another example of how one shot can really change the outcome of a game, even if it's at the end of the first half.
Seeing Curry, it was special, even if it wasn't necessarily a special scoring effort by his standard. It was fun to watch him warm up, play, see the crowd react to him, one of Charlotte's favorite sons coming back home. It's always special in the Queen City, and he did put on a show. He hit that one at the end of the half. He had one of his trademark threes where he took the shot, turned, and faced the crowd as the ball was still mid-flight before it even went through the cylinder. He is an entertainer. He is an exceptional player, one of the best we've ever seen, and he has truly changed the game. Steph Curry led the Warriors to the win last night, 115-97. Real quick, let's pick our silver lining selections from last night's game. Plenty to choose from. Brandon Miller ended up knocking down a couple of threes. Miles Bridges, a team-high 22. 6 different Hornets were in double figures. Rob Longo, who did you like?
For me, I'm going to go with Vasilij Micic. He finishes with 10 points, 8 assists. He just goes 3 of 7 from the field, 1 for 4 beyond the arc, but 3 for 4 at the free throw line, a couple of rebounds sprinkled in there. And again, he's playing these heavy point guard minutes right now. He had 2 turnovers in the game last night. I thought he did a pretty good job taking care of the basketball, because Golden State is one of the better defensive teams and probably one of the more underrated defensive teams in the entire NBA. And there were a couple of times where I know he had a pass or two deflected and it went out of bounds, so it's technically not a turnover and could have whether the ball bounced one way or the other. But I thought he just did a pretty solid job in his starting role. And again, because of the way that the injuries and the absences have happened this year, I don't know if Vasa was viewed as a starting point guard coming over at the trade deadline. I think that was just more of how it's shaken out here because of injuries to Cody Martin and LaMelo Ball, of course. But what he's done as a starting point guard here over the last couple of weeks, I think he's just gotten really consistent. I think that has a big reason to do with it, just because you didn't play a whole lot at OKC, and now he's finally starting to get his footing a little bit here. He's worked on a couple of things, and he finally has that ability to go out there and play a lot of minutes and get into that rhythm. So I think for everything that was not expected of him, for lack of a better term, coming into Charlotte, he's done a really good job meeting those expectations and then some, because let's be honest, we didn't really know what we were going to get with Vasa at the trade deadline coming in here in a little bit of a new situation for him. So I know it's a kind of a cumulative thing. I know that I might be one of the original card-carrying members of the Vasa Micic fan club, but he's definitely my silver lining performance from last night's game.
Vasa, roughly 13 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists per game in 13 starts now for the Charlotte Hornets. Those are in specifically starts. Hornets' record is only 3-10 in those 13 starts, but I'm not pinning that at all on Vasa
Micic. That's on all the other injuries around him.
Exactly, the cumulative effect of the injuries. But solid numbers, certainly, for Vasa Micic, and a solid selection for silver linings. I am going to go with a quick cap tip to Miles Bridges. Got back north of 20 points. Solid effort from him all around. 22 points. Only 1 for 7 from 3, but had a team high in points with 22 and rebounds with 9. We'll talk about Brandon Miller and what he was able to accomplish last night in our next segment, but my silver lining selection is going to be Domas Bertans.
Bridges throws it to Bertans. Bertans lets it loose. The 3. Little short, but it gets a nice hometown bounce. And Domas Bertans knocks down another from distance. Charlotte down by 6.
Bertans ended up knocking down 4 threes in the first half, finishing with 14 points. He was the game's leading scorer at intermission. Unfortunately, he didn't score anymore. Also give him the silver lining selection because of his toughness he displayed. He actually broke his nose in the game against Cleveland. A fractured nose was the diagnosis. Played through it, played in a mask, and shot brilliantly in the first half. So Domas Bertans with 14 points off the bench. Bertans in 20 games now with Charlotte, shooting north of 36% from 3. He has really been a strong addition to this Hornets group and is putting some good stuff on tape here for the Hornets looking into the future. Hornets fall to the Warriors 115-97. We touched on Brandon Miller, his standard shooting effort for him, but he did have a couple of more milestones met. We're going to talk about him in our next segment here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Centus. Rob, the Hornets last night falling 115-97, but it's time for our nightly look at what did Brandon Miller do and where does it stack up in the history of the Hornets or the NBA as a whole. The other day, we were looking at his accomplishments against Cleveland, the seven made threes, a career best for him, and matching the franchise record for most threes in a game by a rookie, as well as moving past Allen Iverson and into the top 15 list for total made threes in a rookie season. We had a discussion about which one was more impressive. We said the all-time list was better than just the Hornets franchise record, even though both were very, very impressive. A similar question here for today. So Brandon Miller in yesterday's game had 12 points, 5 of 15 shooting, 2 of 8 from 3. Again, he was cold early, 0 for 7 from the floor, heated up later, 5 for 8 after that point, and finishes with a respectable total, 12 points, getting into double figures once again before leaving the game a little bit early with some falls, let's call it. We haven't had the full diagnosis as of the recording of this podcast, so we're not going to speculate too much. But in any case, Brandon Miller did have a couple of statistical accomplishments, and we're going to pick which one's more impressive. So first up, he has moved now into the top 10 for total made threes in a rookie season. He's up to 159 threes in this, his rookie campaign. He has tied Kyle Kuzma and Rudy Fernandez for ninth all time. He passed Kerry Kittles, blast from the past name, one of my old basketball card collecting days. Had a lot of great Kittles cards. I'm sure you do too, Rob Longo. You're a big collector. In any case, Brandon Miller passes him up and now joins the top 10, which of course includes Kuzma and Fernandez for the moment because they're all tied for ninth, but also has names like Keegan Murray, Donovan Mitchell, Damian Lillard, Sadiq Bey, Anthony Edwards, Luka Doncic, Landry Shamet, and the greatest shooter of all time, Stephen Curry. So that's option one. He's now in the top 10 list, still climbing. Option two, Brandon Miller moved into fourth all-time in Hornets franchise history for points in a rookie season. He passed Emeka Okafor, who had 1,105 points in his rookie campaign. Miller now with 1,115, trailing only Rex Chapman, who he's behind about 150 points of. It's possible he could catch him if he plays out the rest of the season. And he's about 450 points behind Larry Johnson, who is in second. And the all-time leader is Alonzo Mourning, who scored 1,639 points in his rookie season, some 500 more than Brandon Miller has to this point. I don't think he's going to get there. I don't think he's going to average 50 a night for the remainder of the season, but all you need for Brandon Miller to be inspired is have somebody doubt him. So maybe we'll put that on tape and watch him go for 50 a night from here on out. Your choice, Rob Longo. What's more impressive? He's now top 10 for made threes in a rookie season, or he's now top 4 for most points in a rookie year in Hornets franchise history?
It's still the top 10 in all made threes throughout rookies throughout the entirety of the NBA, just because it's a much larger sample size, and that's not a knock on Rex Chapman or LJ. Those guys are great players, but it's a smaller sample size considering that the Hornets are still a younger franchise at 35 seasons in the NBA. So you got to go with the 75 plus years. I guess we're on what, year 77 now of the association. So over the course of all of those years, and I know that the three-point line's a little bit more modern, obviously, but just the list of names and the people that are still on that list that Brandon can still reach, I think anytime you're able to crack a top 10 all-time list in the entirety of NBA history for whatever it is, whether it's threes in a rookie season, threes in a regular season, whatever it may be, I think that's always a little bit more impressive because you're going up against the entirety of the league, just not maybe a handful of people that played for your team. So that's going to be the one that's still more impressive to me and probably will be for the entire season, if I'm being honest.
This is tough for me. This is really tough for me. I'm battling with this one. I'm actually going to defer, go against the grain on this one. I'm going to say it's the Hornets record, and this is why. He has now hit a level of scoring in a particular season that really was only achieved if you're in the conversation for Rookie of the Year. Now, Rex Chapman was a really great rookie. I mean, you look at his numbers compared to Brandon Miller, they're pretty darn favorable. Rex had 16.9 points per game. He didn't shoot it nearly as well from three, but it was a different era of the game at that time. And granted, you know, that was the expansion year for the Charlotte Hornets. So, you know, there might have been less established star power on that team. There were stars, no doubt about it, but it wasn't quite the same team that would exist 2-3 years later on down the line. But nonetheless, Brandon Miller is at a level of scoring where unless you're in contention to be a Rookie of the Year, you're not going to score at this kind of level. So Emeka Okafor, one Rookie of the Year. Brandon Miller has now scored more than him. Okafor contributed in other categories that put him over the top for that, but still, the argument kind of stays the same. Larry Johnson, he was a Rookie of the Year. Alonzo Mourning was second in the Rookie of the Year vote. The only reason Alonzo Mourning did not win Rookie of the Year that year is because, I don't know, there was some guy named Shaq who was coming into the league at the exact same time. That ended up holding back, I guess, Zoe from winning the honors. So overall, I think that kind of puts it into a different category. And the three-point shooting in a season, it's great. The names he's on there with, they're legends, most of them. But there's a couple that are not necessarily. Landry Shamet's a very, very good shooter and very good player. Same for Sadiq Bey, same for Keegan Murray. But they're not legends of the game all across the board. So this is close, but I'm going to say the Hornets record one is more impressive this time.
I think that's fair, but I just think, again, just because you're going up against the entirety of the NBA, that makes it a little bit more impressive, especially in today's age. I mean, there could be a chance in, I don't know, 5-10 years when Brandon Miller's a multiple-time All-Star that he's not even on the top 10 of made three-pointers anymore just because of the way that the game has been progressing towards the importance of the three-point shot here over the last decade or a half or however long Steph Curry's career has been specifically, if you want to go that way. But I just think that it continues to be one of those things where as the game evolves, the three-point shot becomes so much more influential and important that is why it's a little bit more impressive for me. And again, maybe that's something that if he's still on that list 5, 10, 15 years from now, maybe that's when I sit back and I say, okay, that's really impressive now that he still is remaining on that list compared to maybe if there's another great Hornets rookie that comes up that is able to surpass him in a couple of years as well. So that's just kind of where I'm landing on this.
I'll say this. It does put into context just how amazing of rookie seasons Alonzo Mourning and Larry Johnson had, that their point total obliterates Brandon Miller. I mean, Miller's now top four in franchise history, 1,115 points and counting. If he plays the remaining games of the season and has his normal averages, you're looking at another 150 points or so, maybe more, maybe less, somewhere around there. So, you know, maybe let's say he ends up close to 1,300 points. Larry Johnson scored over 1,500 points. Alonzo Mourning scored over 1,600 points in his rookie season. As a rookie, Alonzo Mourning, 21 points and 10 rebounds per game in his rookie season. Larry Johnson, 19 points, 11 rebounds per game. These guys' numbers were phenomenal. And so it puts into context just how great those two players were, how high the bar is set. And Brandon Miller is starting to etch his name on a pretty high rung on the ladder as well, now moving into fourth in franchise history for scoring in a rookie season. All right, good debate coming up next. Not the most positive topic, but one we certainly need to address. LaMelo Ball, he's been shut down for the remainder of the year. The announcement coming out earlier this week. We'll let you hear from Hornets head coach Steve Clifford on that topic next here on the Hornets Hivecast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
This is Colin Cowherd from The Herd with Colin Cowherd. Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in a bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is.
In just a few taps in the Angie app or clicks on the site, you can have Angie tackle your home service projects start to finish. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. Renters, you can use Angie too for moving, installations, or cleaning. Angie can even help with extremely specific projects. Just tell them what you need, and Angie will find the right solution for you. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Or download the app today.
Sam Farber, Rob Longo here with you on the HHC, the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, Charlotte Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Associates, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. Some sad news, disappointing news for everyone involved in the last couple of days here. Earlier this week, LaMelo Ball has been shut down for the remainder of the season. He sadly only played in 22 games this year. He'll end up missing 60. And over the last two seasons, once this campaign comes to a close, he'll have missed more than 100 games over a two-season set. This coming off the All-Star campaign he had in his second season in the NBA, and of course his Rookie of the Year campaign in the 2021 season. We talked to Hornets head coach Steve Clifford prior to yesterday's game against Golden State for pregame and asked him where LaMelo is with an eye towards the future.
Yeah, I mean, he's been very diligent with his rehab and work and everything, and his ankle just hasn't responded the way that we hoped it would. But he's in a much better place than he was a year ago. So, you know, our hopes or our plan, and, you know, it's the way he's thinking too, is that this summer, you know, should be able to be a lot more about, you know, his game and his strength and everything versus rehab.
Rob, neither of us know anything in terms of, you know, where he is on his rehabilitation journey other than what's been communicated to us, which is he's not going to play the remainder of this season. And, you know, exactly what Coach said, he's in a much better position to prepare through the offseason for the upcoming season. Even if I could say something, it's going to fall on deaf ears. You know, if I was saying a positive, like, oh, he's slated to come back at X date and should, you know, it would fall on deaf ears because he'll have missed over 100 games in a two-year sample size. So until fans see him on the floor and followers of the NBA see him on the floor, there's going to be a certain amount of skepticism and fear. But I do think that the team looking towards the future, if you get the healthy LaMelo Ball, the kind of player who has continued to build on his performance year after year, the numbers keep going up, the stats keep getting better. And I know the sample size is small, but it's significant enough to extrapolate from and assume that if he plays the 65, 70, 75 games, 82 games that you'd love to see him play next season, that he'll be the leader helping the Hornets turn the tide and get back into the postseason.
And the way I look at this too is, I mean, obviously the reason the record is 18-55 this year is because LaMelo has missed a lot of time. But at this point of the season, I'm not saying that what's the point of LaMelo coming back or forcing something to come back, but you're playing the long game here. You're playing chess and not checkers. You want to make sure that he's 100% ready to go moving forward. And this is a summer where he can really just take his game to the next level. Because if we're being honest, last year he didn't have that ability because he was rehabbing the entire time, because he didn't get cleared until right before training camp to start full contact and go full tilt because of that ankle surgery that he had after he broke that ankle towards the end of last season. So this is something that you just want to continue to be careful with. And this is the, I guess, positive, the silver lining, I suppose, of a season that has gone the way that the Hornets have, is you don't have to worry about rushing LaMelo back. You can make sure you can take his time and get everything perfect so he's ready for training camp next year and he's ready to go and try to make that full run at 70, 75 games the following season. So as much as it stinks and as disappointing as it has been all season long to not see him out there, and the fact that he only ended up playing 22 games, like you mentioned, he almost averaged almost close to 24 points per game this season in those 22 games. Smaller sample size than in years past, obviously, but continued to have a higher trajectory. So you just want to see that steady improvement, and I know it's only 22 games and it's not the greatest of sample sizes, but at the same time, I mean, what more do you want? So it's, you know, it's kind of like damned if you do, damned if you don't, unfortunately. But again, this is something that it's just going to have to take time, and you're just going to have to be patient with.
One last note to close it out on the comparison that a lot of people turn to looking for the light at the end of the tunnel is Steph Curry, who, of course, missed a large part of what was his third season due to ankle injuries, and then obviously recovered, came back, has been, for the most part, a very healthy player. Knock on wood, we hope, you know, he's the greatest shooter the game has ever seen. I love every opportunity we get to see him. Hopefully he continues to play very, very well this season and can lead the Warriors into the postseason and make another run. But the comparison is there. Just for context, LaMelo Ball, fourth season, partial, but fourth season, averaged almost 24 points per game, 8 assists per game, 35.5% from three in this partial fourth season. Steph Curry, in his partial season three, averaged 14.7 points per game, 5.3 assists per game. At that point, Curry had never scored more than 18 points per game in any season, had never averaged more than 5 assists per game in any season, and had never gotten his team into the playoffs. And there were all kinds of questions. Will his ankles ever hold up? Is he going to be this kind of star player? What is his role going to be in the NBA? Will the Warriors ever get out of their tailspin? At that point, they had an extremely long layoff between playoff bursts and were, you know, just constantly in the lottery and trying to find the answer. Of course, the next season, Curry came back and never looked back. Warriors became a contender. Curry became an MVP. Golden State became a dynasty. I'm not saying that's exactly what's going to happen in the future, but that's the kind of inspiration you hope to draw from a similar situation. And LaMelo is building from a stronger position, if you will, because statistically, he has posted those kinds of numbers that at that point, Stephen Curry, now the game's greatest shooter, undeniably the greatest shooter the game has ever seen, had not put up anywhere near those kinds of numbers when he was hit with all those injuries. Now, there's no question, he's maybe the best player of his generation, unquestionably the greatest shooter the game has ever seen, and he'll end up being in those conversations, those fun ones, on is he top 5, is he top 10, is he top 3, where does he fit in the pantheon of great players in the NBA? Hopefully one day we have similar conversations about LaMelo Ball, but just a little inspiration for you as we look to the future. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Hornets Hivecast. Tomorrow, a special episode. We will have our game preview of Hornets versus Clippers, but with Charlotte taking on the LA Clippers, a team that includes Paul George, well, we're going to have a special conversation with ESPN staff writer Aum Young-Misook, who wrote a piece focused on Brandon Miller and his infatuation, let's call it, his love affair for Paul George and how Paul George is the model for a new generation of NBA players. We'll have that conversation for you tomorrow, as well as a game preview for Hornets versus Clippers. Rob Longo, thanks as always for joining me here on the HHC.
Happy to be here as always.
We'll look forward to doing it again tomorrow. Hope you all have a wonderful start to your weekend. We'll talk to you on Easter Sunday. Get you ready for Hornets versus Clippers right here on the Hornets Hivecast.
Thank you for listening to the Hornets Hivecast, brought to you by Senta, the official eye, ear, nose, and throat care provider of the Charlotte Hornets. For more coverage, visit hornets.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Your new home journey starts at Fisher Homes, where everything is red, white, and new. Explore exclusive summer savings and start your journey by selecting your ideal home site and your dream community. Choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans and bring your style to life at the Lifestyle Design Center. Are you looking for a quick move-in ready home instead? Fisher Homes has options for those too. Fill out a form to connect with a new home advisor at fisherhomes.com to get started today before the sun sets on summer savings.